This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Big picture is where we are going to start today. Context stuff about our current macroeconomic status that comes to us, interestingly enough, from you. The New York Fed reports that total outstanding household debt in this country is right about where it was in 2008, a year in which, if you recall, nothing good happened economy-wise. Now, having debt is fine. Too much debt? Yeah, no. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour digs into what these numbers might be telling us.
Current household debt in the U.S. is at just about $12.6 trillion. That's how much we're all taking out in loans. It's 1% shy of the 2008 record.
That's a milestone that it's taken 9 years for us to achieve.
Andy Howitt is a research economist at the New York Fed. There are pluses and minuses to this. You need a certain amount of debt and credit to have a well-functioning economy.
Increasing debt is a sign of optimism for the future because people believe that to make these debts, they must be able to pay them off in the future. So all that's good.
But Howitt says too much debt can, of course, lead to instability. And America's debt today is very different from America's debt around the start of the recession. On the one hand, it's held by people with higher credit scores, so that's good. On the other hand,
debt now is considerably more heavily weighted toward auto debt and student loans.
Mortgage debt is still the largest type of debt households have, for sure, but it's $1 trillion lower than it was a decade ago. Student loan debt, though, that's increased 170% in 10 years as more people go to school and school gets more expensive. Adam Levitin teaches law at Georgetown.
There's a concern that a student loan debt is kind of being a dead weight that will be having a downward pull on consumer investment generally.
There's some indication, according to Fed research, that may be happening. Students who went into debt to get an associate's or bachelor's degree are noticeably less likely to own a home by their 30s than students who did not go into debt. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.